This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is, as we mentioned yesterday, and have been really for the past couple of months as well, a lot to keep track of in the Trump administration's ongoing trade disagreement, shall we say, with China. Steel and aluminum tariffs, retaliatory tariffs, retaliatory tariffs, fights over intellectual property, which gets us to today. A plan being reported by the Associated Press to reduce the chances of American intellectual property leaving the country by restricting visas for Chinese graduates in STEM fields who want to come into this country. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what that's going to mean.
Even the possibility of changes like this can be enough to change the way businesses operate. Vivek Wadhwa teaches engineering at Carnegie Mellon's Silicon Valley campus. He says about a third of his students are from China.
Businesses are going to be afraid of hiring Chinese engineering students because they worry about the obstacles that the government will put in place.
There's also concern that if Chinese students think they can't stay and work at American companies after graduate school, they just won't come. Kevin Shi researches labor and migration at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
It's going to create uncertainty for students who are applying here, for universities who are trying to attract talented graduate students.
The administration's argument for being more cautious about issuing these visas is the risk of intellectual property theft, which has happened. Daniel Golden wrote a book about it called Spy Schools.
But what's often left out of the discussion is that the vast majority of Chinese students who come here and get doctorates end up staying here for at least 5 years.
Often coming up with inventions or intellectual property that benefit the U.S., which is why, says Golden, China has made a big push to reverse that brain drain in recent years.
China might not be all that upset to see more of its best scientific minds staying home rather than going to the U.S.
So while the threat of stealing secrets or research is real, Golden says this kind of move might end up helping China more than the U.S. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.